Although the comments were like a little bit, these, you know, not controversial, but like maybe even hateful in a way. You guys are still watching. You guys are still listening. You know? So it's like,
basically, we were slowly ending up on the typical guru path.
I take the initiative to fail in public. Okay, I've been failing in public, and sometimes I get a little bit of progress, and then I latch onto that and move forward. Yeah. I'm not scared of any single one of you.
Guys, if you want to have his address, I have it, so just DM me.
Don't do that. So let's talk about actually the future plan. So like with all the feedback and everything that we're taking from the last episode, like how are we moving forward? Oh my God, Ron, are we still friends? Are we still business partners?
Oh,
I can't believe
it's over. This is the last episode.
It's done. It's going downhill.
Yeah. No,
oh, you should name it. This is the last episode.
Nah, that's clickbait. Then people won't like it.
Clickbaited, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I thought it was a good episode. Like, yeah, there was nothing wrong with it. People liked it. People commented on it, gave their opinions. So that was really good, I think. What do you, you say?
You guys love drama, by the way. Oh my God. Like, my biggest takeaway, I think, so far has been that, like, you guys love drama and, you know, love to pick sides. You know, oh, I'm team Ron or I'm team George. So, but it's a natural human instinct as well to, like, pick sides. So I don't blame you for that. But I thought it was a really interesting and insightful episode for me in terms of, like, to see that the engagement was 10%. So like roughly 10%, right? So it was like we got 330, I think, views on the YouTube. And then I don't know how many downloads we got on Spotify, maybe 200-300. But anyway, we got like over 35 responses from you guys on the form, on the comment section on YouTube. You guys reached out to me via DM, also some of you on Discord. So first and foremost, thank you so much. We really do appreciate. Yeah.
We needed that.
Yeah, we did.
Just some insights. Yeah, yeah, good stuff. And also, it puts like an opinion on the listeners. Like before, all the recordings, it was just a conversation between us, and now it's like people actually giving their opinion on the past 1.5 year that we doing this podcast. So it's also nice to see. Like it makes it easier, or not easier, but like it gives more. It does make it easier for us to make certain decisions on the future. And beforehand, it was just you and me thinking like, what could our audience like? And we would never know. So it's really good we did this kind of form, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what this also has taught me is that moving forward is like, I want to engage more with you guys and like get your feedback on, you know, because it's like, you know, one individual person might not have, you know, the answer to anything, but when a lot of people or like relatively more people give their opinion, then you can start to get a more statistical like you get a statistical data, and then you can start basing your decisions around that. So with that in mind, Mr. Ron, tell me, what are the takeaways? Where are we moving forward?
Yeah, well, as expected, we are called the YouTube Business Academy, so most people...
No! I cannot believe that.
Yeah. So most people would like to that we talk about YouTube. Also, a big part of people wanted to us to talk about YouTube search in specific, which I can get because that's our expertise. But also, like, YouTube is bigger than that. And, like, other people also mentioned YouTube in general. So I think, like, we will talk more about YouTube because it makes more sense. But not just search specific, in my opinion. I know what you say.
Yeah, I mean, just so you guys understand, like, make money online is this like big thing, right? Then you have like YouTube automation, which is this pretty small thing, and then inside of YouTube automation, you have, you know, YouTube search. I mean, how many of you, you know YouTube search, right? I mean, it's the vehicle that we are doing, right? But if we want to grow our coaching business, we need to position it more in terms of like, hey, make money on YouTube. So I completely agree that, you know, the podcast YouTube Business Academy should stay in the make money on YouTube niche. But instead of being too narrow and talking like, hey, you know, this is how you rank a video RPMs. Like, I know some of you guys, like the OG listeners who are like doing search and you're already like deep. deep in the game, or like we like to say, deep in the asshole, you know, would love to hear more of that. But at the same time, we need to balance like the interests of people who are just discovering us, you know, people who've been listening for a while. So it's not an easy job for sure.
Yeah, but I think still like there was also some part of the feedback. Like we can have some segments in the podcast itself. Like you are recording videos for your channel. I'm increasing a lot of the volume of my channels. And I maybe want to buy a search channel as well, like eventually.
I saw you posted on Discord.
Yeah. Like I was thinking about, because I sold my e-commerce company, and I mentioned it like 2 weeks before as well. Like now I need to make decisions what to do with my money. And basically the highest return on investment monthly would be basically a search channel. If it's like a healthy channel, blah, blah, blah. So I think there's more happening on our side as well. So maybe we can have some sort of segment basically talking about our own journey on making money on YouTube / making money through affiliate marketing, which is also like we're still leveraging YouTube.
Yeah.
So maybe we can have a segment like we did with our journey that we recorded back, like the episode series. Maybe we can do like a small part about our journey about YouTube, so we can still satisfy the people that want to hear about like what we're up to. And then maybe then it's more about how to make money on YouTube in general. And maybe like team building, and I don't know, like, yeah, it depends on what kind of areas we will dive into, basically.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think going more after like the general, you know, how to make money on YouTube, or how to turn YouTube into like a full-time career, basically, that is something that is interesting, because, you know, like Ron, you just said, there are many different avenues you can go around this, right? I mean, you can just base it on ad revenue, right? You can become like a creator who is, you know, doing, videos that a lot of people watch, like in the browse, right? I never had success with that. So I naturally moved towards search. And funny enough, 11 years ago, my first ever video on my channel, you can go check it out on my main one, is a tutorial as well on GarageBand, right? So it just came full circle that for some reason, I always liked tutorials and I just ended up doing it. Although at one point in my life, I was like, oh, I don't want to be the tutorial guy. But hell no, I do want to be the tutorial guy because it pays really well.
Yeah.
But I wanted to also touch on a couple of things. I wanted to address one comment from the YouTube comment section that has really, really got me thinking, right? Really triggered me. And I also sent you, I told my girlfriend, right? And instead of shying away from it, instead of saying, you know, pretending like it's not there, I just want to address it straight up and, you know, talk to you, the person who wrote this, everyone who has kind of resonated with that comment, and explain my point of view, what I stand for, etc. Okay, so the comment is by Media Finder under the last episode, and the guy says, not sure how you want to charge money to talk about to people about something that you haven't succeeded in. You guys barely making it on YouTube, so the whole conversation is kind of useless. A lot of these kind of YouTubers keep bragging how great YouTube is, but want to keep selling courses. If it's so good, why not create 40 channels and make money that way? And then another guy is replying, exactly, even funnier is the fact that George has invalid traffic problem on his channel, so basically he isn't even making money with search and wants to focus only on selling the mentorship. Similarly to when he just started running shorts channels, and then a couple of months later he started selling courses on it, but now he doesn't even run shorts channel. Ron seems more genuine. Oh, Ron, you're the good guy now. Look at you. You can just call me the bad guy, yeah? George, yeah, the bad guy.
We need,
just
we call need me good and bad. So
yeah, good. Yeah. So I'm the bad guy. Ron is the good guy, okay, from now on. Wants to provide value, growing his own channels rather than just putting all the effort into selling as my mentor said. After seeing George's Instagram post with cars and cigars for marketing purposes, he's giving me more and more of a fake guru vibe. Okay, so one by one. I'm not going to take too long on this, maybe a couple of minutes, but I just want to address this. Right? Because this is something important. This is something that is like my reputation, my name on the line, right? So I want to talk directly to you and explain my point of view, okay? Number one, I'm just like you. I'm this like regular guy who lives in the forest and who's trying to make it basically out of the hood, okay, with this whole online venture, right? If you can do any better than I can, great. Show me your work. I take the initiative to fail in public, okay? I've been failing in public and sometimes I get a little bit of progress and then I latch onto that and move forward. But I have the balls to fail in public, right? To create work, to put it out there for a whole world to judge, right?
But why do you say fail?
Well, not fail, but basically just put out whatever I'm doing in public. And, you know, it might be right. It might be not right. You know, maybe some of the things that I'm doing might not resonate, or they might not be the correct way. But at least I'm not paralyzed by analyzing. And at least I have the balls to create something and put it out there, learn from the feedback, and then keep creating, okay? That's what I wanted to say, first and foremost. Second thing, my values are honesty, transparency, okay, and integrity, right? My reputation is the single most important thing that I have. So I will never promise you something and then lie to you and say that, you know, oh, you know, you can make money quickly, da-da-da-da-da. No, that's not what I'm about. I will tell you that, hey, this is hard. This requires effort. This requires time. But if you apply yourself, right, then you can get to financial independence. And then you can, you know, basically create this digital portfolio where you're going to be making money from the internet, okay? So don't tell me that because I'm a, like, I'm a fake guru or whatever. We are trying different things, right? Yeah. Ron is as much of a bad guy as I am, right? Because guess what? Although it's my profile, we're doing this together, okay?
Yeah, but it's, so all it's decisions incorrect, yeah, what ahead. He's saying, because first of all, we are making 3 to 5K on YouTube. The whole journey is documented.
Yes.
So like everything is explained how we achieved it. With our program, we are not promising people to make 10K or 20K a month, which we are not making yet. We say 3 to 5K. So it's exactly our journey. Also, about the invalid traffic, you mentioned in various podcasts that your RPM dropped because of it. If we were the real fake gurus, we would have never talked about that because that would have hurt our coaching business because it made it maybe less attractive. So it doesn't make sense. In the end, George have done all the steps that we are teaching in the program, and George has been full transparent in everything, which is totally the opposite of what typical fake gurus do. So this whole comment does not make sense at all. What I can understand is like some images are like what some gurus do. But this was also an experience from us in Spain. Like, okay, what will a nice car do in terms of engagement on Instagram? So it's all experimenting. And yeah, a lot of the things that he's saying, I'm not agreeing on, if I'm honest. So don't feel too, yeah.
And I really appreciate that. I want to thank you for that as well, because, you know, that's exactly right. You know, those are experiments, you know, the cars, the flashy stuff, those are experiments. And the people who know me personally, they know that I'm not like that. I'm more of this kind of social talker guy, but I don't really care that much about, you know,
those things. I do like cigars though.
I like cigars. I like to smoke. Yeah, I like to smoke cigars. I like to smoke weed once in a while. I don't really like alcohol, like, you know, when we were on the boat, right?
You because also don't like nice cars. You hate it.
I love nice cars.
Yeah, but like, I don't think the comment, like, it's good you addressed it, but like...
Last month, I made 3K and you last month made 5K. So, and we documented the whole thing. So like we said, we tell you, hey, I make 3, you make 5 with invalid traffic, by the way. I made 3 last month with invalid traffic. So yes, we do make 3 to 5 and we're only... And like I said, the phrase, we can't teach you how to make money, but you can learn from us. And we are only going to be teaching the things that we believe in, that has worked for us, and that we stand for, okay? So I just wanted to address that because there were 6 likes on this comment. It really got me triggered. So good job on that.
The first comment or the response?
I think mostly the second one.
Okay.
And about the first one as well, like, why don't you guys create 40 channels? Yeah, it's diversification as well. What do you think?
Yeah, it's and plus, like, in the end, YouTube search is a very boring business. Yeah. Imagine setting up 40 of these businesses. Like, eventually you also want, like, to see, like, hey, what's the next step?
Yeah.
That's how I see it as well. So it brings, like, new challenges, new things. So, yeah, it's exactly. Not like you're going to run YouTube search channels for the rest of your life. Like, how boring would that be? For me, at least.
Yeah, because, like, you know, we're trying to build like an education company, right? A community. By the way, yesterday's community call was so great. It made me feel very loved, you know? Patricio's comments, Julio's comments, Lucas's comment, Oliver's comment, like, really, like, I so much appreciate you guys. I just felt so much better after the call. And I was like, oh, I like, you know, it's a nice little community. So it was a good call.
It was a different conversation than we have normally, because it's not like a coaching call. It was more like, hey, this is our opinion on the podcast and on you guys. Yeah. And it was a good conversation for sure.
And someone said, by the way, also on the feedback, that I pitched the coaching course too much. When?
Maybe because of the
ad break. Yeah, maybe because of the ad
but
break.
But then he doesn't know it's an ad break, probably.
Because it's my face everywhere. Oh, my God. Anyway, but yeah.
By the way, guys, I also take like all the comments you guys are saying about George, like it also applies to me because we're doing it together. George was the front end and I'm the back end. So don't blame everything on George if you're having a certain opinion. Like, it's us.
But this is so much fun. It's both, you know? I was climbing yesterday and I had, like, this anger built up inside of me. But then I was like, you know what? This is good, actually.
Yeah, well, it's internet hate. Like, it comes for free, you know? The internet warriors, you have them everywhere. Yeah, so.
Exactly. Bring it on! You want to go to war? Come at me, motherfucker! But I want to also clarify one thing. So let's talk about actually the future plan. So like with all the feedback and everything that we are taking from the last episode, like how are we moving forward?
Hey, quick interruption. Do you want to learn how to make $5,000 per month on YouTube without showing your face or making any of the videos yourself? Well, if that's the case, I've put together a free video training where I show you step-by-step on how I make $5,000 per month so you can replicate it and do exactly the same. Click the first link down in the description of this episode and check it out. All right, back to the podcast.
Yeah, so we have some ideas. I've shared with you this as well this week on Loom. So circling back to the seminar we had in Dubai.
Yeah.
We were struggling first, for example, to do Instagram, blah, blah. And they said, like, you need to do 6 posts a day on Instagram. And we didn't do that. So we're basically now, the past week, we've been figuring out Instagram. And it's more difficult because the market is basically becoming saturated. Or not the market, but basically the people on all platforms, basically. They're all used to the typical bullshit information, basically. Okay. Like, you need to deliver value up front for people to believe you, to maybe work with you, or maybe join your free community or whatever. Like, you need to deliver something up front. Like, there is so much attention out on YouTube, on Instagram. Like, they need to have a reason to listen to you. Otherwise, they'll watch another video. So there's like a fight for attention. Now, to win the fight for attention, you need to give them something of value. That's my opinion. And also the some research I did the past week. Because like right now, it's the way we've done it before, it's not working as good in terms of like attraction of new people and the typical gurus. Like, basically, we were slowly ending up on the typical guru path. Basically, if we would continue with the past weeks, that's basically how, like with the YouTube ads, the way we recorded them. Like,
and also that was part of the reason why I started to like stir up all this thing, like with you, and kind of because I was like going after this feeling that something was not sitting right with me. And I was like, Ron, like we gotta mix things up. Like, you know, we're ending up in, like, we're moving into another direction that I want to go to. So, yes, please continue.
Yeah, but that's good if that's the core. Problem, but the core feeling you're facing, because then you can really address, like, that's like the thing, what's going on. Then, like, maybe how the podcast should look like and blah, blah, is basically all like fixes, but it's not fixing the main problem. Yeah. But like explaining all that. So it's basically all around value right now. Like also Alex Ramos is saying, give away all the value, sell the implementation, blah, blah. So what we are doing right now is provide really valuable content pieces on the front end. I will manage the back end. So I'm responsible for managing the team for the content. So we will do vertical clips. Like, we'll make them based on our knowledge about YouTube search, YouTube automation, YouTube shorts, which, because I've also got 100 million views on shorts. I got the play button. Basically address the whole YouTube niche, make money on YouTube niche, like to attract a wide audience and give them as much value as we can. Like, we will not say stuff we don't know stuff about. So we know how to build a team. We know how to get consistent views. We know how to leverage affiliate marketing with YouTube, blah, blah, blah. Like, all those things we can package very nicely in small bits of content that people like to consume because they didn't know something about it.
Right.
And that's how the goal, how we're slowly starting to gather, hopefully, following and engagement. And with that engagement, we want to give the people that are viewing that something for free, something of value that can really help them, a mini course, and send them to some sort of free community. But that's the back end. That will come later. First, the focus just will be delivering valuable content on the front end, on the verticals, on the YouTube videos, certain search phrases. And basically start building from zero again with value first, and then we'll see what will happen to our backend. Because I believe, and you as well, if we help people the best way possible, give them as much value as possible, they will tell other people, and hopefully they want to work with us, at least a percentage on the long term.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see. Like, it fits better with our personality as well, I think, and the current stage of the market. So that's in like broad terms what we're working on, but yeah, let me know what your opinion is on it, George.
Yesterday was very also insightful in the coaching call when I asked, Patricio, Lucas, and Julio, and Oliver about, like, you know, how did you guys join even the community in the first place, right? And they said, oh, we listened, like, 3 out of 4 of them, and they said, oh yeah, I listened to the podcast for a year before I decided to join, and that was, I was like, damn. So the results we got in like November, December, right, January, came from the work we did for 1 year building trust and authority and reputation, you know, through the podcast. So you can imagine how many hours went into that, into like nurturing every single person who has decided to join, right? So I think it's kind of this both approach, right, where it's like we need to cast a wider net. We need to have more people come into our funnel, basically, right? But we also need to realize that, like, the nurturing time, it can be quite long, right? Because, you know, first people don't trust. They're like, who is this guy? Or who are these people?
Especially with our old strategy, like with a car or a cigar and like flashing results. Like, we did it every day, but like sort of, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, I just want to say that, like, you know, it's going to take a while for us as well. So, like, we're going to start casting this wide net now, right? People are going to discover, people are going to come in, right? And then, like, you know, the people who discover us today are maybe some of them are going to join the coaching program in like 3, 6, 12 months after, you know, getting to know us for quite a long time. So yeah, that's the thing. And you also said, you know, like, I want to kind of tell you guys the our focuses with Ron, what we have agreed upon, what we're going to be doing, right? So what I noticed for myself is that I spend about 5 hours per week on Instagram, right?
Damn.
And I get so no value out of that at all. No. I get like nada. I open it up, I click on the explore page by accident. Oh, look at that.
Naked
there
girls.
There are 5 half-naked girls, you know, and of course my limbic reptilian brain is like, George, you gotta reproduce with these women, because my brain doesn't distinguish whether it's a fucking picture on Instagram or you know, whatever. So anyway, that's to say that it sucks me in, right? So, but at the same time, I understand that it's a great marketing tool, right? But at the same time, I don't just want to outsource it to someone to do it for me. I want to have someone who understands the vibe, the language, the tone of voice, you know, that has my kind of feel for the brand, for the visual, right? So one girl messaged me after you posted the thing on Upwork. Her name is Kate. She's like, hey, you know, I can make some reels for you. And she made some really cool like lifestyle reels. And I really like the music she picked, and I like the visuals she did. So anyway, I started talking with her, and basically, I now want her to be like a Insta brand manager almost, where she's going to be, you know, doing like a color palette for the posts. You know, she's going to be doing some daily stories once in a while. They're not too pushy, you know, because that's not what I want. I want it to be kind of cool, but at the same time, I want to be, you know, in your guys' faces or in people.
And
who
it's
are
still
on
your
Instagram.
Business card on the long term as well. Like eventually, you need it to connect with people as well.
Exactly. I just wanted to reflect more of like my identity, but at the same, like, you know, here's a big learning lesson as well. Things take time. Especially when you start to like put your, you know, personal brand or face out there and you try to reach more people. Like the accounts we are reaching on the dashboard, I'm seeing we are like growing like crazy on Instagram. So we are reaching more and more non-followers.
Really? Yeah. I haven't checked.
We are growing more and more non-followers. Okay. But you know, it's scary because first you start putting this out and you need to pull a trigger when you start posting and it's not like ideal. So if I look back, I'm like, ugh, like this is not good. But you need to start somewhere. In order to improve, you cannot like make it right from right away. That most of the time, the really good result you see of someone, you don't see like 99% of the things behind, right?
And so, a lot of people also delete their old posts and that stuff. Yeah. So then you look back and you're like, oh, it was good immediately. That's not the case.
Yeah, that's not the case exactly. But coming back to the idea of like our responsibilities, basically, so. Right? I don't want to be on Insta too much, right? I just want to kind of like hide the app and not go onto it, right? Now, what do I do instead? Well, I have a great setup here at home where I make a lot of long form videos every day, right? I make videos myself, okay? I have some people working with me, right? I have an editor, I have a thumbnail, I have a script writer. But at the same time, I do a lot of the work. That's why I've been such a proponent lately of like do the hard work, because I realized that like, I like to make these videos. I like to record it. And I have a competitive advantage over others because, you know, it's this blonde, nice, pretty looking boy with a good accent who is delivering these videos of high quality on his professional camera and, you know, with a teleprompter and all this, right? So it's really the videos are high quality. So I'm going to be doing that. I know where to apply myself to create these digital assets that are going to be producing me revenue while I sleep because I'm targeting the US market. I have very specific topics. Some of you guys know them already, the insiders, right? So I'm more of a creator and I'm embracing that and that's okay. So we have Ron, who's the automator who doesn't do anything. He's just like setting up the systems, researching the keywords and doing all this. Yeah, sit on the beach and just enjoy life. And I'm grinding, you know, I'm eyes red, fork in my eyes, but I'm liking it. You know, I have a different strategy. I'm more of a creator approach, but differently. I'm not a creator who is like running around town asking strangers, you know,
almost.
Hey,
you want a date? You remember?
I tried many different things, but eventually I realized that like, I can only do so much in a day. Right, I wait. Like I do my swim in the morning. Right, I come back, I have breakfast, and then I have like a period of like 3 hours when I can work before lunch. Right, and if I have a finish lesson, then I have 2 hours of work, and then after lunch, I have another like 3 hours maybe to do work as well. Right, and that's where I apply myself. So now, basically, the goal is I'm going to be creating long form videos, search for all the keywords related to how to make money on YouTube. Okay. I'm going to be looking them up in Google Keyword Planner. I'll be putting them out on a sheet. I'll be then creating the scripts for them. I'll be recording them, editing them, and then we'll be posting them on the George V channel where we have the other videos going on. Right. So the idea is to rank for those keywords and drive traffic to wherever
or free like our mini guide or something, because I think because it's new traffic, it's cold traffic, you want to nurture them by giving them something for free or value and then nurture them like in some sort of community as well, but that comes later, but like I think that's the right way to go, because then people first get value from your video, then they're like, hey, there's something actual digital maybe I can get more value, and we of course get their email, we need to get something back. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good strategy.
And also addressing the thing, like, you know, what that guy said in the comment section is like, guess what? I'm not only making videos to drive traffic to the coaching business. That's part of it. But like 60-75% of the things that I'm recording are for my own thing. If you check my own channel, I'm posting a lot of videos for affiliates. I'm going to be building out another little community that I'm passionate about at the moment. Stay tuned. I'll maybe announce it in a couple of episodes or something once I have more things. And then I also just have made a deal with a guy I met at a couple of weekends ago in a sauna for a solar company in Australia. And I'm doing like 20 search videos about solar panels.
With Eric.
And they're... Yeah, right, Eric. Right, yeah, Eric. And they're paying me, they're covering the cost of production. And for the time, they're covering me $500 for 20 videos.
That's nice. It's extra. And probably good RPM. How's the search volume? It's okay?
They own the videos.
I check.
I'm not posting them on my own channel. Right. Easy. It's like 2 days of work and I make $500.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, don't sleep on me. I am doing things behind the
but
scenes.
Nobody is saying that, George. You are saying that. Like you know.
But you know
like,
what? You know what I like? Although the comments were like a little bit these, you know, not controversial, but like maybe even hateful in a way, right?
Really? Why? When?
What not hateful.
You mean the one you mentioned before?
Yeah, not hateful, but kind of like, oh, why aren't you guys doing this? You guys are still watching. You guys are still listening. You know? So it's like, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yeah, but all the feedback is welcome. Like it's the same when we had the coaching. Like we don't know everything, and if you guys have more feedback, like leave it in. We're not scared of reading comments.
No, or,
like
yeah. I'm not scared of any single one of you. If you come to me right now and stand in front of me and watch me in the eyes. We can have a staring competition. We can get high together and we will stare each other in the eyes for 30 minutes and we will see each other's all the demons. I promise you that.
Guys, if you want to have his address, I have it. So just DM me.
Don't do that.
Just kidding. Yeah, I think that covers the most of the updates, I think. Like we have a lot of things to manage and to change. It will take some time. So before we can actually show something or share something, it will take... some days. I think Kate will post tomorrow or she will create something tomorrow. So yeah, let's see.
So yeah, it's not easy, especially when you're doing it all in public and, you know, putting your faces out there. But hey, guess what? We're committed. We're doing it. And we get into heated exchanges. You know, we spar. But that's exactly what makes it good. Because I come with my perspective. I can be right. I can be wrong. Ron as well, but there is no right or wrong. The truth lies somewhere always in the middle. And as it turned out, you know, we should do both, but we just found kind of the strength that we should leverage upon and we continue going and nothing can stop us. Well,
yeah, and now a couple of years from now, we'll look back at it and then it's like, ah, it all makes sense. This all needed to happen to come exactly. to this certain point. So yeah, good stuff, if I'm honest.
All right, I like it.
Yeah.
Take a look. Take a good look because this is the last time you'll see the bad guy.
We'll see. So, yeah. Thanks, guys, again for the feedback. And
yes.
Keep them coming if you have anything to share.
Yes. All right. Cool. See you next episode. Bye.
Ciao.